JewishHistory.org presents Rabbi Beryl Wine's 5,000 Years of Jewish History. One video clip at a time. Clip number 30, The House of Rashi.
Rashi, as I mentioned, had two daughters, and he had two sons-in-law. And he had a number of grandchildren. The sons-in-law and the grandchildren built what was called the House of Rashi. This was a continuous stream of scholarship within that family for centuries. And it produced the great Tosafot, the additional commentaries, which are always printed in the Talmud on the other side of the page, opposite to the commentary of Rashi. Now, in order to have an idea of Rashi, just imagine taking a quill and ink and writing on parchment, just copy what Rashi wrote by hand. It would take you years and years to do it. And here he did it in three editions, worked on it over and over again. And you cannot imagine that Rashi lived in an ivory tower. Rashi lived in a time of great turbulence, the beginning of the First Crusade, persecution of Jews. Rashi was a well-known vintner, sold wine, had much to do with the outside world. And yet, he and his children and grandchildren and great-grandchildren in all of their generations built this tremendous house called the House of Rashi, which was and is the basis for all scholarship of Ashkenazic Jewry, for Jewry generally. Thank you for watching, my friends. My name is Beryl Wine.
For more on Jewish history, go to jewishhistory.org.